keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. Government steps up diplomatic and security efforts to protect Zambian truck drivers in the DRC. Lusaka records two new cholera cases. And in global news, Uganda election chief says he has had threats over results declaration. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has assured that government has intensified diplomatic and security engagements to address the growing security challenges facing Zambian truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Mr. Lufuma says government is deeply concerned about reports of harassment, intimidation, and violent attacks against Zambian drivers along major transport corridors in the DRC, stressing that the safety, dignity, and welfare of citizens engaged in cross-border trade remain a national priority. He has emphasized that government has not ignored the plight of the drivers and has taken deliberate steps to address the situation through active diplomatic channels and regional cooperation. The defense minister has disclosed that Zambia has engaged the government of the DRC at multiple levels, including high-level bilateral discussions aimed at strengthening cross-border security cooperation and intelligence sharing along identified high-risk trucking routes. Mr. Lufuma said government has formally requested the DRC authorities to implement robust measures to curb criminal activities, harassment, and violent attacks against foreign truck drivers in line with international norms and regional protocols governing the safety of cross-border transport workers. He further revealed that Zambia is preparing to urgently raise the matter within the Southern African Development Community SADC framework to seek collective and lasting solutions that will ensure the safety and protection of truck drivers operating across borders within the region.
Further, we recognize the legitimate frustrations and anxieties expressed by stakeholders in the trucking and transport sectors over recent incidents and the perceived slow pace of response. Government remains committed to proactive action and continuous engagement with relevant partners to mitigate risks and protect the lives and livelihoods of our truck drivers. Government reiterates that no Zambian citizen should operate in a hostile environment without full protection of the state.
Lusaka District has recorded two new cholera cases in the last 24 hours. Zambia National Public Health Institute Director for Public Health Policy and Communication, Doreen Shempela, says the new cases bring the cumulative number of cholera infections to 625 since the outbreak began in August 2025, with Lusaka currently accounting for 20 of these cases. Dr. Shempela says Mpulungu remains the most affected district with 316 cases, followed by Nsama with 161, Mwanze with 43, and Masaiti with 28 cases. She has expressed concern that the ongoing flooding situation across the country could worsen the risk of cholera transmission and urged members of the public to observe good hygiene practices. Dr. Shempela says ZNPHI is working closely with the Ministry of Health and other relevant stakeholders to ensure the disease is contained. National Democratic Congress President Savoy Imboela has urged members of the public to pay close attention to the Chawama parliamentary by-elections as the electorate prepares to cast their votes tomorrow from a total of 9 candidates contesting the seat. Ms. Imboela has emphasized that by-elections are an important part of the country's democratic process and require active citizen participation, saying the outcome of the Chawama poll will reflect the will of the people, making it critical for voters and stakeholders to remain alert and engaged throughout the process. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Imboela has expressed happiness that there has so far been no report of violence during the campaign period in the constituency, noting that a peaceful environment allows voters to freely exercise the democratic right without fear or intimidation. However, Ms. Imboela has cautioned that incidents of violence can sometimes occur on polling day despite peaceful campaigns, and has therefore called for continued vigilance by all stakeholders to ensure that peace is maintained before, during, and after the voting process.
Right now, so far, there has not been violence in Chawama. The elections are good in terms of a campaign, but sometimes we find that violence happens on the day itself over the election. So this is a general election year. Zambians have to be very active now because they have to protect their democracy. There are many things which are happening in the country right now, which is really, really questioning and also compromising our democracy. So Zambians have to pay attention and ensure that the right things are done by the ECZ and by the government in general.
Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Myuna Mwanagampwe has revealed that the province has achieved a historic 100% redemption rate for the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, with all 162,711 farmers successfully redeeming their inputs as of the 14th of January. Addressing the media in Kabwe this morning, Dr. Mwanagampwe stressed that the achievement marks a first in FISP history since 2002. Dr. Mwanagampwe says the success to the province's commitment to timely input delivery is due to the strong government-farmer collaboration, adding that this achievement demonstrates the province's efficiency in supporting farmers. He has stressed that the 100% redemption rate is expected to boost agricultural productivity and food security in the region.
As of yesterday, we were saying FISP redemption, we were at 99.6%. But I wish to say that as of close of business yesterday, we hit 100%. So the Farmer Input Support Program, out of the total number of 162,711, all our farmers, the 162,711, have successively redeemed the inputs and they are now ready to go and plant. This is in answer to Mr. President's call that our people ought to be given inputs in time.
In global news, the head of Uganda's electoral body says he has received threats warning him against declaring certain presidential candidates the winners of tomorrow's election. Simon Byabakamba said he would not be intimidated by such threats from senior state officials whom he did not name. He was responding to a BBC question about a widely shared video which shows a presidential assistant saying the Electoral Commission would never declare opposition candidate Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobby Wine, as president, even if he were to win. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
President Trump says NATO would become far more formidable and effective if Greenland belonged to America, adding it was vital for a U.S. missile defense system. He said anything less was unacceptable. Iran says it'll fast-track trials of people arrested during anti-government protests as more funerals take place of demonstrators. A U.S.-based rights group says more than 2,500 people have been killed in the protests. Iranian state TV is broadcasting footage of large crowds